With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. 2016 was an eventful year at WAFLA. Some good news, some not so good. WAFLA Executive Director Dan Fazio says things were pretty active on the labor and employment front with a government-mandated minimum wage hike brought about by the voter-approved I-1433.
In Washington, where we're located, we see a 16% rise statewide by virtue of an initiative, and that's on January 1st, 2017, to $11 per hour statewide in 2017. And then it ratchets up to $13.50 an hour by 2020, and of course that's a 42% increase over the four-year period. Wow.
Fazio says it's too much, too fast, and farm labor was considered by too few voters when they cast their ballots.
You know, the sad truth about these minimum wage or living wage initiatives is that there are winners and losers in this game. And most economists who study the issue have concluded that increasing wages, government-mandated wages, increase poverty. You know, there's less hiring, people lose their jobs, and the people who are left are asked to work harder or longer. So, you know, government just needs to stay out of mandating wages.
Washington agriculture already ranks 10th nationally in total labor cost as a portion of sales at 20%. In terms of total dollars spent on agricultural labor, Washington ranks third after only California and Texas. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.